Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
According to the company Taxback, workers are losing out on hundreds of euro a year due to bizarre anomalies in the flat rate tax allowance system. A review had been carried out several years ago, but it wasn't implemented, meaning some workers are still receiving less than their colleagues due to outdated job classifications. Marion Ryan is the Business Development Director with Taxback, and she's on the line now. Good morning, Marion.
Good morning, Claire.
So you're going to explain this for us so we can understand it. What are the flat rate tax allowances?
Yeah, so I suppose first of all to explain what a flat rate expense is, it's commonly known as a uniform allowance. And basically it's an expense there, a deduction that's available to PAYE employees to cover the cost of their equipment that they need for work. So things like your uniforms, your tools and your stationery, expenses that you would have that's not necessarily covered by your employer there. And the really nice thing about a flat rate expense is that it's automatically paid based on your job description, your job title there. So you don't need to send in any receipts or evidence of the expense. You automatically get that amount based solely on your occupation there. But there are, as you mentioned there, a few kind of anomalies in it there. So if we look at the likes of, say, cardiac technicians, for example, if you are a male cardiac technician, you get 107 euros. But if you're a female cardiac technician, you get 212 euros there. So there's a big difference there.
There is. And there's no reason for that, is there, that you can find?
No, none necessarily. Like I suppose when we look at flat rate expenses in general, it's something that's there for years and years. And it was something that would have been negotiated there between kind of trade unions and with the Revenue Commissioners and with the Department of Finance years ago. And they've stayed in place for a long time there. So some of them aren't really relevant at all to, I suppose, the workforce at the moment.
Okay, let's talk through some of the other anomalies there. When it comes to doctors, nurses, opticians and vets, veterinary surgeons, they can get the cost back, the uniform cost as it was formerly called. But if you're a veterinary nurse, you're excluded. Is that the case?
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose the thing with that is that they still have to register with the professional body. So things like that with the doctors and the nurses and with the vets, as you mentioned there, there's registrations that you have to register with the professional bodies, the same with teachers and stuff like that. The veterinary nurses still have to register, but they don't get a flat rate expense there. So they don't have anything to help cover that there for them, I suppose. Now, I suppose it was kind of brought to the Minister, Pascal Donoghue, there about 8 months ago, this kind of anomaly there, the veterinary nurses couldn't. And he did say that on photo that revenue review that it would be, the intention was for that to be amended there. It hasn't happened as of yet there. And I suppose the whole flat rate expenses system was reviewed back in 2019. Then I suppose with everything that happened the last couple of years, it was kind of pushed out and pushed out. Mm-hmm. It was due to kind of the amendments are supposed to come in place in January. They've been pushed out again. But I think it's gone on so long now that even that review that was done in 2019 is probably outdated and it needs a full review again, because there's huge cohorts of employees around the country as well that aren't entitled to flat rate expense. So many office workers, there's no flat rate expense for them there. If you're a remote worker, there's not a flat rate expense there for you as well there. So I think it needs a full kind of review and rejig.
And when it comes to people who will have to keep a uniform pristine, I mean, you would immediately think about people who work in the hospitality sector, waiters, for example. Do they get anything back?
Waiters get a small one. They get 80 euros is their amount that they can get there. If you're working in retail as well, you're going to have you probably have one uniform that you go home every evening and wash it again there. They get 121 euros. So again, there's a huge variance, I suppose, in the amounts as well that people can get there as well. Hospital staff, I suppose, if you're a nurse or a doctor, the nurses get about 733 euros. Then nursing assistants only get 526 euros. They're pretty much wearing the same uniform, only a different colour there. And the onus on them to have it pristine as well is even more important, I suppose, when you're working in a hospital there as well. So there's huge variances across the board, even though people are doing pretty much the same job or they're doing the onus on them to have their uniform pristine is as important.
So you're saying, Marion, that Revenue need to sit down and take a look at this entire system and standardise it?
Absolutely. Standardise it and amend it to the workforce as it is at the moment. Like, all of these things are from really highly unionised companies or industries maybe 30 years ago there. It doesn't really reflect the workforce as it is at the moment. There's hundreds of thousands of people working in offices that still have to put on not necessarily a uniform, but they still have to get dressed to go to work. They have expenses there. If we look at an anomaly there, the highest flat rate expense you can get is if you're in Symphony Oxford. There you get over 2,000 euros there, whereas if we go the flip side there, if you're a waiter working in there, it's 80 euros that you get. So there's a huge variances on them there. There's a huge cohort of the workforce that are simply not getting any flat rate expense there. So I think it does need a sit down, a look at the workforce as it is at the moment, and then take it from there. Maybe scrap the whole amount as it is and just set new realistic amounts.
And there may be people listening to this who are entitled to a flat rate allowance and mightn't be getting it. How do they check that, Marion?
Yeah, so I suppose the first thing for people to do is there is an extensive list. I think it's about 180 occupations. So if you go onto the Revenue website, you can actually download a CSV file there, and it goes through all the different ones there. If you see your occupation on that list, the next thing for you to do is check your tax credit certificate, and there should be a reference to it on there. And if it's not, then it's simply a case of you can go back 4 years and claim a refund on maybe the years that you didn't receive it there, and you can add it on and amend your tax credits for this year so you pay a little bit less tax for the rest of the year.
That might be worth doing. We've a statement from the Department of Finance on this. They talk about the review that you mentioned in 2018-2019, the implementation of the findings, that they've been deferred a number of times pending consideration by the Tax Strategy Group. They say that once this happens, once the Tax Strategy Group has a look at the flat rate allowances, they will... issue a further update on the implementation of changes to the regime, which will be made available and published on the Revenue website. So it sounds as though it's a work in progress. But we have another one here I see coming in. Lab staff, Marion, they get nothing. We have a lab coat, but wear and tear on jeans, etc. is huge due to working with acids constantly. Most laboratory staff only get a lab coat to the knees laundered. So that might be another one to add to the anomalies list. Marion,
absolutely.
Thank you very much. Marion Ryan from the company TaxBack.